Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. This week's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for November 27th, 2017. In today's news, work has begun on the super tall 50 Hudson Yards, an overloaded elevator resulted in injuries, a three-tower project is planned in Vietnam, and commuters in California can now check online for elevator status at rail stations.
Demolition and excavation are underway at the southwest corner of 34th Street and 10th Avenue in Hudson Yards on New York City's far west side to make way for the 985-foot-tall 50 Hudson Yards, New York MB reports. Designed by Foster and Partners, the office tower resembles an obelisk and will cut a striking figure on the growing skyline. Mitsui Fudosan acquired a majority stake from Elated in September, and a 2022 completion looks feasible as BlackRock has already committed to $850,000 of the building's 2.9 million square feet.
Eight people rode an elevator designed to carry a maximum of five on November 17th in Bhubaneswar, India, resulting in the lift plunging from the fifth to ground floors and seriously injuring two of the passengers, the New Indian Express reports. The injured suffered leg injuries, including a broken leg, while the other six escaped with only minor injuries. The elevator's emergency braking system stopped the elevator from hitting the ground and saved lives, according to the property manager. The incident occurred at approximately 10 p.m. at a residential building in the Hanspal neighborhood, and some of the passengers appeared to be inebriated.
Capital Land of Singapore plans to build a trio of 24-story towers containing approximately 870 apartments, as well as lower-level retail, on 1.5 hectares in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, the Saigonier reports. The latest development, Capital Land's ninth in the city, is in District 4 and follows in the footsteps of a, quote, record-breaking year of home sales for Capital Land in Vietnam. Capital Land is also making commercial inroads in Vietnam, in 2017 purchasing its first Grade A office tower in Ho Chi Minh City's Central Business District. Vietnam is Capital Land's third largest market behind Singapore and Malaysia.
The status of the seven elevators that serve Caltrain, the California commuter rail service for the San Francisco Peninsula and Santa Clara Valley, is now available online, the Mountain View Patch reports. Caltrain officials launched the new web page to let riders know which elevators are out of service. On November 11th, all were listed as operational. Riders who see broken elevators are asked to call Caltrain customer service at 800-660-4287. For more industry-related information, visit ElevatorWorld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.